Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Christy Rose, and I'm the co-host of Mental Acumen here on Freedomizer Radio. I was trained as a health coach at the world's largest nutrition school, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I want to support you on your journey to a healthy mind-body connection. I believe the healthcare system is broken, and we need to play an active role in improving our health. We need to take a proactive approach to wellness. If you've struggled to lose weight or to maintain your weight, please consider reaching out to me because I was trained to look at people as individuals and to address the whole body and mind at once. Our bodies are more intelligent than our minds, and they try to scream for help in ways such as depression, acne, and fatigue. I can help you using natural holistic methods to get to the root issues and decrease or eliminate symptoms. I offer a free initial health history consultation, so please visit my website for more information or to schedule an appointment at coachchristie.com. That's coachchristie.com.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias. But they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot is Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Hello, folks. We are here with Barefoot is Legal Radio.
Sorry for some of the awkward pauses in between ad breaks or between ads during the ad break portion at the beginning. Having some issues with like the ads playing. There's just been some delays going on in the computer system. The show itself should run fine, hopefully audio-wise on, my end to your end. But it just should just be the ads that's been the issue. Unfortunately, I wish that wasn't the problem. There's just some lagging going on. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as health benefits and giving support. Most people, don't even realize that. What are you doing? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I just realized I didn't let you guys know that Audrey is not going to be on here today. I'm not really sure what she's sick with right now. Just caught a stomach bug at work. So she couldn't make it here today, guys. So it'll be just me and my fumbling brain today. So what I was going to get into before is that, most people don't know that barefooting is legal, sorry, guys, I'm going to be honest today. I'm just stupid brained. The ads messing up and lagging kind of was frustrating me. So I'm sorry. I'm still trying to catch my breath. Gotta love technology. But it's okay. most people realize that barefooting is legal. A lot of people, I don't understand why. I know we've talked about this all the time, like how it got started, propaganda, no shirt, no shoes, no service signs, which are actually illegal. But at the same time, it's like, okay, even with knowing that, it's like, but how? Like, how did this become the mindset? And I know we can, talk about history, or propaganda or whatever, but that doesn't fully answer the question, like, how did people allow this to happen? How did people become convinced? How do people become hateful about it even too? I mean, not everybody that, we deal with as barefooters that we deal with in terms of like opposition as barefooters, is necessarily hateful, but unfortunately there are people who are, some people, are just ignorant, and unfortunately I think a lot of people just have a lot of irrational fears around feet, and some of that can be, I think, related to OCD or even just OCD like symptoms or tendencies that may be a part of other conditions. I think that is a big reason why people are so put off by feet. Is just a natural, not even necessarily natural as in, I'm not even making sense. I'm sorry. I kind of wish Audrey was here today because it makes it a lot easier when my neurodivergent brain feels like it's lagging and also moving too fast for me to keep up with. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to remember. I can't take a quick ad break because my ads don't work. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to run a quick ad and get my brain together because I completely forgot where I was going with this. I had a whole show planned, and then not having Audrey here kind of jumbled up my brain. And so let me run a quick ad. I'm sorry, guys. It's been a really rough week.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot as Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Hey guys, we're back with Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of the barefoot lifestyle, as well as giving other tips and tricks. I am sorry for the last 50 minutes. I know it was a rough start, having issues with ads just lagging, my computer system not working. Audrey was supposed to be here today, but I came down with some kind of stomach bug or something. I'm not even sure. It could be a flu. I don't know. This morning, and so last minutely wasn't able to make it today. And I had, you know, planned out a show, but it was something that would have worked better for us together. And it just kind of threw off my day. I've been going through a really tough time, but I don't really want to get into that. So I do apologize. I hope that you can all bear with me and understand. But, you know, what I was kind of talking about is I don't really understand how they're becoming such a derogatory thing even started. You know, I mean, we can talk about propaganda with no shirt, no shoes, no service signs, which are actually illegal, which not everybody knows, but they are illegal. Barefooting is a protected right. It is a protected right in all 50 states. There are no laws or health codes against barefooting. And it's actually illegal for other people, like employees, to tell you that you can't be in a store for being barefoot. It is there, you know, the ones that would be committing an illegal action by telling you you can't be there and not the other way around. You know, you just being there barefoot, you know, that is not illegal. There are no laws or health codes against it. And, you know, I feel like I could say that a million times, you know, and I'd still have to say it a million more because, you know, a lot of people just aren't aware. They have no idea. And that's not me trying to crap on anybody or look down on anybody. You know, I don't want to blame people for not being educated. You can't really, I mean, to a degree, yeah. Like, you know, you people have to educate themselves and be responsible and be accountable. And even with, you know, barefooting as well as anything else on this planet that, you know, matters. And, you know, it does take personal inquiry, you know, personal effort to find knowledge and information and to just educate yourself in general, you know, on things. But at the same time, even though we, you know, we do have that responsibility, you know, to ourselves to expand our minds and to educate ourselves, we also, you know, need to understand the place that people are coming from. A lot of people come into adulthood having to reteach themselves a lot of things, you know, reteaching themselves how to treat other people. And this could be, you know, connected to so many different things and so many different aspects of their childhood and, you know, their family dynamics and their life. And, you know, so we need to understand that. And I am a psychology major. I have a psych associate. So I do tend to bring on psychology a lot into things because it does help us understand the world and other people and how to handle people. And so I think that it's important to keep in mind that, you know, people are a product of their environment. That isn't to say that you know, I'm definitely not a hard determinist, which are people that believe very intensely that, you know, everything is just decided basically for us. Like, you know, like we don't have choices, you know, which I definitely don't agree with, you know. So I'm not trying to, and most of psychology is in the middle between all of these different ideas at an intersection point of them. And so I'm not saying that, you know, your environment 100% equals you and that you have no free will and you have no choices and you can't break the mold, because you definitely can break the mold. And that's kind of what I'm talking about now. But, you know, we are products of our environment. So, you know, people that are just uneducated, maybe uneducated and just hateful without even meaning to be, or maybe not even necessarily to the extremeness of hatefulness, but, you know, just uneducated and very, you know, judgy or condemning. So people are a product of their environment. And because of this, you know, we have to remember that a lot of people that we're dealing with in our life have to re-educate themselves, or they just need to be exposed to other information and or, you know, need to be exposed to other information to just counteract those preconceived notions, those things that they were told and taught beforehand. And barefooting is an aspect of that, you know, saying that a lot of people need to re-educate themselves on and reevaluate their mindset and reframe their perspective. And there are a lot of things like that within this world that a lot of us have to do a lot of work to do exactly that, you know, flip the script. I was talking about earlier, a second ago, you know, but barefooting is a key aspect of that. You know, so many people have been told their whole lives that it is illegal to go outside, you know, or not outside. Crap. You know what I mean? I meant, it's illegal to go, you know, into stores barefoot. I was thinking, you know, go outside your home barefoot. Obviously, there aren't people telling you don't. I mean, actually, there probably are. Actually, there are, you know, the few ones that are like, oh, my God, if you go barefoot ever, you're going to, you know, every time you go barefoot, somehow hurt yourself and find glass. I don't know. But most people I know aren't that extreme. But, you know, there aren't a lot of people that are going to be like, oh, don't go into your backyard, you know, never leave your house barefoot. But, you know, so there are a lot of people that are accepting with being outside barefooting, but not the public aspect. Well, there are some people that are just like, you know, I don't want to necessarily say haters, because I don't think everybody necessarily is trying to be a hater. I don't think that everybody necessarily is a hater. I think a lot of people are not trying to hate or coming from a place of hate. They're just coming from a place of misinformation. They're coming from a place of not understanding. They're coming from a place of just disconnected from the issue, you know? And if they are connected, it's like they've been taught to, you know, connect the dots with this particular thing in the wrong ways. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're in your backyard or if you're in a public place. Barefooting is safe. Now, yes, it does still matter on the specific environment to the level of safety. But regardless, barefooting still remains a safe thing. And there are a lot of shoes that are very unsafe. But if you think about it, you know, even wearing tennis shoes, you know, is usually a safe option. But it's not always a safe option for everyone. Just like barefooting is pretty much always a safe option. You know, I mean, obviously there are certain situations where, you know, like if you work on a construction site, you're not even going to be wearing regular tennis shoes. You're wearing like steel-toed boots. And if you're an electrician, you'll probably have, you know, special insulated boots or whatever. You know, like people that work in dangerous situations are going to be wearing tools on their feet, which is really what shoes are, that are way more protective than the average footwear, you know, which to me seems like a no-brainer, you know, but I get it, you know. Sometimes people get so caught up in their miseducation that they don't see what appears like common sense to other people. And that's not even me trying to be negative or hurtful. You know, sometimes, like, we've just been taught and explained things to us, even if it's wrong, so many times that in our brain it just computes to make sense, even if it doesn't. And, you know, I mean, think about it. Like, there are so many, like, wives' tales that people for, like, centuries have held on to, even to this day. And even though we have science that proves, yeah, most of these aren't true, most of these are just completely out there, or we don't really know where they came from. And even if we do know where they came from, it was more of fear or fantasy, and which, I mean, can be different and can, you know, not be, or aren't necessarily mutually exclusive. But, you know, what people can think of fantasy too as like utopia elements. You know, we think of like fairies, and it depends on the culture and a person's beliefs, even, because, you know, some lore fairies are sweet, lovely creatures. Some, you know, they're, you know, I don't know, like some they're evil, some they just like to cause mischief. And so we have to think, like, you know, even when science or the laws have changed to say otherwise, people can still believe old stories, you know? And if you think about it, like the barefooting is illegal. It is a myth. It's not the same thing as a fairy myth. It's not, you know, maybe, or the same thing as any other wives' tale you've ever been told. But honestly, we could probably argue that wives' tales and fairy tales are more truthful than the notion that barefooting is illegal, at least in the United States, because barefooting is a protected right in all 50 states in the U.S. It is. You know, and if you don't believe me, you can go to barefootislegal.org, which is our site, official site that you can go and find, you know, great resources. There's a forum. I'll be honest, the website is not the prettiest for on your phone, like when you're, you know, like a web browser on your phone. I'm sorry if that made sense. But it is a lot easier to navigate on like a desktop or like a laptop, whatever. So you can definitely go check out there and look at more information and things. But think about it. It's like we really can't, it's silly to me how easy it is for me to kind of equate the barefooting as illegal or dirty or whatever, to folklore, you know? And we have to think all of these stories and ideas start from somewhere. And I know we've talked about, you know, the propaganda, and we've talked about how, you know, it was, you know, I mean, honestly, these laws are racist and just anti really anybody that isn't the norm. I mean, there's a lot of history that goes into, you know, anti-barefooting in America, you know, and a lot of it was against other cultures, whether they were, you know, foreign, indigenous, or black, as well as hippies and poor people. So, you know, I mean, these ideas of barefooting being gross and dirty and illegal, I mean, it is, it's hateful, it's racist, it's closed-minded, it's classist, you know, referring to, you know, social classes, because, you know, with it just, not everybody could afford shoes, you know, and, you know, I don't know about everybody, but, you know, I have stories from, you know, my great-grandfather, where they could tell you where they didn't always, they couldn't always afford shoes, you know, a lot of times you had one shoe for, you know, even years, and depending on where you were in your, you know, your how quickly your feet were growing in the situation. And a lot of the times, you know, kids, until they went to school, they were barefoot. They did run around barefoot a lot of the time on farms. And I mean, nowadays people are like, oh my God, that's so unsafe. You know, a lot of people on, you know, even on farms now. Now I do know people that, you know, are the farming type that, you know, are definitely open-minded to barefooting or either, you know, dabble in some barefoot in themselves. and so, you know, and it's something that, you know, is that anybody, like literally anybody on the planet, no matter what their background is, what their identity, who they are, can barefoot and can have a connection to barefoot. Like it is such a, it's a personal thing that is very different for each person, depending on who they are and their own experiences and their own relationship with their body and, you know, the dimensions of themselves and the world and energies and, you know, even your relationship with spirituality is a factor. And so, I mean, anybody can have a connection to barefooting, like anybody. But, you know, I'm hearing stories from my great-grandfather where, you know, a lot of people would, you know, just as kids be barefoot on these farms and stuff. And a lot of the time, you know, you didn't have shoes until you went to school. And even then, it's like you were lucky if you had shoes, especially shoes in good shape. Sorry, you know. And so obviously, you know, I'm not saying like anything, you know, like, oh, you know, like, what am I trying to say? I guess I'm trying to communicate right now that I'm having a hard time just getting the words out. Is that I'm not, like, saying there's anything wrong with, you know, the barefooting here, obviously. And so, to me, you know, I don't see it as an issue, you know, not having shoes. And, you know, but at the same time, I do understand that, you know, in terms of, you know, poorness and money, you know, not having shoes is a trigger point for some people. You know, that is a need that some people do have because some people genuinely are shoe wearers and, you know, need them for whatever reasons, you know, whether, and some people need shoes for sensory reasons. Some people have conditions like with diabetes and you get neuropathy, I think that's what it's called, in your feet. You know, they need to wear shoes. That, or, you know, and some people just in general, that maybe their feet or have other reasons that, you know, my creativity can't even think of right now, to why they need to wear shoes, you know. And in general, like, there are situations where wearing shoes are a tool for safety. You know, I'm not going to be stupid and act like they're never used ever as a tool and they never have any purpose, because they clearly do, you know. But they're just not necessary for everyday life and every action of our life and every day of our life or anything. So for me, you know, I don't think of it as a bad thing. And, you know, at least when my great-grandfather would talk about it, you know, with me anyway, to him, it was just like, that was the life, you know. And for him, when he brings it up, it's about kind of being free and how society was very different. But other times, you know, when he can bring it up and kind of talk about, you know, how poor they were, or, and I definitely say he's in a place in his life now where it's not a huge thing that keeps him up at night or anything, you know. It's not, it seems like it's something that he's definitely, like, you know, worked through. But for some people, that can be a trigger point, you know, that can be a trigger point, because it's in terms of their financial trauma and financial insecurity. And trauma is really anything that disrupts the central nervous system, so anything that makes us unsafe. So going through a period of scarcity, of not having your needs met, you know, because you don't have enough money, that triggers your fight or flight mechanism, which then just triggers your central nervous system. And when you're triggered, that creates a trauma. And that can, and it can take a lot of work to regulate your central nervous system. And after, you know, going through events like that, money and certain experiences related to you not having money can become a trigger point. It can, like, you know, just trigger that central nervous system. And so I really do hope that I am not doing that for, you know, anybody or to anybody, because definitely not my intention. But I think it also shows how what I'm saying, I think we, like, can also address how society has helped frame us into, you know, trauma. And, you know, they've, like, framed us into these ideas of us not having enough even too. And so when you're a kid, when you're running around and you feel free and you're barefoot, for so many people, that is a freeing experience. That is a joyous experience. You know, it is, that is childhood. That is freedom. That is peace. That is just bliss, you know. And I know so many people that can relate to this, even if they're not barefooters now, like, you know, they still have experiences that are so positive, attached to barefooting and nature, you know, whether it's just their backyard or a sandbox, and just, and with that, oh, hold on, let me jog my brain. Oh, yeah. So, you know, just talking about how, like, barefoot is a joy, can be a joyous experience in your child and a joyous memory. And for a lot of kids, I'm sure that, you know, growing up poor, if you enjoy barefooting, not having shoes may not necessarily be a trigger point. While for other people, if you were a shoe wearer and did prefer shoes, I think that could probably be more of a trigger point, you know. But, and I do kind of move off this because, you know, it's like I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable. But what I'm trying to get at, but my brain is having a hard time communicating. I love being neurodivergent. It's like being, you know, it's just like I love being smart, but, like, communicating things like I'm stupid, you know. It's so beautiful. but, you know, sometimes it is helpful when people underestimate you. So, you know. But when society, you know, has this obsession over keeping people in shoes, like forcing people to wear shoes, you know, with ideas of it's gross, there's something wrong with it, that's going to create this obsession with having shoes and needing shoes. And so I do think that that has contributed a lot to, like, when I was talking about earlier, I'm like, the beginning ish of how did these things form, you know, like these negative ideas around shoes and, or not shoes, these negative ideas, well, you know, I mean, negative ideas around barefooting and having to forcing people into shoes, like, then, because I was thinking of, like, the no shirt, no shoes, no service signs, you know, like, how did that start? And I know I've talked about, you know, through propaganda, and sometimes it is hard to understand, you know, how it happened, because it's like, well, how do people let that happen? And I think, kind of answering my own question, you know, like, corporations can frame our mind over, oh, we need this, when not everybody really needs shoes for all occasions, for every moment of their life. I know you definitely don't need them to sleep, like, for sure. But I'm pretty sure that is not the only thing you don't need them for. I was going to say, like, because I was just thinking, like, oh, we don't need them to shower. But then, you know what? There are people that also have shower shoes. So, you know what I mean? Like, corporations do frame our idea around what we need. And obviously, a lot of corporations and businesses and stuff are not selling us what we actually need. A lot of it there is what they are convincing us that we need, when we really don't, always, anyways. And so, I mean, I'm sure that is a factor, and you have to think then when people are convinced that they need, you know, shoes, that's what creates an obsession for them, and kind of then creates that, you know, scarcity idea with not having shoes. I understand that there are a lot of organizations and a lot of nonprofits, you know, for, you know, getting people in need shoes. And it's like, yes, they are a tool, you know, and, you know, yes, the fact that if people need them and can't afford them is a problem. So it's like, obviously, you know, these charities, you know, do matter because it is a need that some people, you know, have more than others. But at the same time, that's not to say that everybody needs shoes and that growing up without shoes was a miserable experience for everyone, you know, because I, you know, even talking to my, you know, my great-grandfather, you know, when he talks about a time, you know, when people don't wear shoes as much, you know, healthcare was very different. He talks about a time when, despite being poor, people were actually healthier than what we see nowadays from people that are poor. And this is not to blame the person, but think about our opportunities, the foods available to us, how natural we're living our lives. And the truth is, in the modern world, like, yes, there is this new go back to nature kind of trend or whatever, you know, and happening, and a lot of people are trying to be natural and clean beauty or whatever. And I mean, I am for clean beauty. I am for natural products. But some of this clean beauty trend isn't even true clean beauty. Clean beauty, you know, refers to, you know, no carcinogens, you know, natural, eco-friendly ingredients, health-conscious ingredients. But we still have a lot of trend of things that are, like, you know, claiming to be clean beauty, claiming to be natural, that really actually aren't. And so they're kind of actually just branding themselves towards natural. So we see a lot of more of branding towards natural than actual natural, you know. And so when he reflects on this time, I think he associates, you know, being a child and barefooting with a time when people lived more naturally. They ate better. You know, even if you were poor, you grew your own food. And that could be a very hard thing. Yes, but the food was healthier. There was more nutrients. It was more nutrient dense than the foods that we often ingest now, especially through fast food. Like, French fries may be made from potatoes, but they're not the healthiest potatoes, you know? Like, so, you know, I think for a lot of people, even that wear shoes. You know, barefooting in their childhood, especially older generations, takes them back to a much simpler, a much more natural, a much more in touch with their bodies time, you know, for them. And for barefooters, so many of us are about, you know, natural things and connecting with the natural world and natural ingredients, and whether that's in our food or in the products we consume. Now, that's not even for everyone either. Not every barefooter is a hippie or a tree hugger or a nature lover or is necessarily health conscious by any means. Some people just like to barefoot because they don't want to wear shoes. And that could be because of physical health issues, mental health issues, sensory reasons, you know, like being neurodivergent, you know, or just simply not wanting to wear shoes. But also cultural and spiritual reasons are also another key reason why people barefoot. And so there really is no one way to do it. You know, a person may barefoot for a cultural or spiritual reason, and that may not actually have anything to do with nature. But for most people around the world, barefooting is an aspect of grounding and connecting with nature, our bodies, and the natural world. And so, and I'm definitely behind that. You know, for me, barefooting is so important. And it's all about grounding for me. I mean, it's multidimensional for me. You know, and what I mean by that is, you know, as people, we have multiple dimensions of ourselves, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, energetic, even when you get into electromagnetic fields. It's not the same thing as, I don't believe it's the same thing as our souls or, spiritual energy. I think if anything, EMS, electromagnetic fields are in between because, you know, through science, we know that they're a very physical, natural thing. Now, they may not be the same thing as other aspects of the physical dimension, like our body, but so I consider them their own kind of electrical, magnetic dimension, but they're still an aspect of us in our existence because it's been proven that all people, all objects, especially, you know, like planets and all these astronomical bodies, like everything has an electromagnetic field. And so there are a lot of studies, you know, that go into grounding and how grounding through barefooting, you know, connects you with the earth's electromagnetic energy. And, but also, you know, the sun is, you know, this these electric, almost like these electrical wavelengths, you know, these are their way, you know, these solar radiation wavelengths, you know, are very electric-like, and the earth is very magnetic in its own, you know, with its core, with the way the axes work. And so, you know, we can have, so, you know, electromagnetic energy is a force that forms between the pole and influence of that solar radiation and solar forces and the Earth's natural magnetic forces. And so, you know, this is a very connecting and grounding thing, but when you get into electromagnetic forces more deep, you know, there's kind of two ideologies going on with that. That would just be a little complicated to explain. I definitely can feel a energetic effect to grounding and specifically grounding through barefooting. And I recommend it to anybody, honestly. It sounds crazy. It really does. At times. You know, I get it. But there's science behind this. There is science, and science is emerging more and more. You know, and yes, there hasn't been as much science around for, you know, centuries around grounding and barefooting, and most of it has been, you know, considered spiritual stuff. And which therefore then has been considered, you know, fantasy by to a lot of people. But science is starting to catch up and proving that a lot of things that people thought were just myths and legends aren't true. Or, well, yes, aren't true. That is a fact. That is true what I just said. You know, science is catching up and showing a lot of these myths and facts and legends that we thought aren't true. But what I was also trying to say is that, you know, there, and science is also catching up and proving that some of this is true. And so, I mean, it's a process. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, people can call crazy and have for so long that we're now realizing, oh my gosh, this is true. But we're also realizing there's so many things that people thought were normal and then other people thought were crazy were actually not true, you know? And so that kind of goes back to kind of having to educate ourselves deeper and relearn things. And society is constantly evolving, and society itself is constantly having to relearn things. The collective, referring to everyone within the global society, or collective could be used to refer to, you know, just the U.S. society. So, like, you know, the American collective, or you could say the European collective, the African collective. You could use collective towards any group of people, but I usually use collective to refer to the global collective, as in just everybody here on Earth. You know, because, you know, cultures, continents, everything, you know, is constantly, you know, interacting. You know, I mean, and the continents have been interacting for centuries. I mean, thousands of years, even if we're finding out, you know, I mean, that people were moving, you know, transcontinentally. So, you know, it's just crazy to think how much we're constantly relearning. You know, like in terms of the pyramids, like realizing that they weren't actually tombs, and now scientists are trying to figure out, referring to the pyramids in Gaza or Giza. The Gaza. Or is it both? Is it Giza or Gaza Plateau? Oh my gosh, my brain. Oh, okay. Giza is the city. It's the Giza city and the Giza Plateau. Okay, sorry. Anyway, so yeah, the pyramids at Giza. So, hold on, let me double check. So that is where the pyramids is. Yeah, it's Giza. Okay, yeah. Okay, I did say that right. I'm sorry. I just have to make sure sometimes because, you know, my brain. But yeah, the three pyramids at Giza. Like, you know, we used to think that they were for tombs. That's what we always thought. Now we're finding out they're actually not. So it's like we're constantly reevaluating as a society and relearning and further pushing for the truth. And I'm definitely seeing a lot of grounding. You know, a lot of people are coming around to the idea of grounding. A lot of people are researching the idea of grounding. And I'm in the process of trying to look into that more in depth so we can share that, but I would like to share it in a way that, you know, just really lays it all out, and that unfortunately takes a lot of time. But the grounding is becoming a big thing. I mean, I have seen an ad for a Speedway at one of the gas pumps, and I saw an ad about how I think it was Better. It may have even been Better Homes magazine. I'm not 100% sure about how they had a female expert whose name I can't remember because this was months ago, and I only heard part of it. I didn't even hear her name at first. You know, I just heard so and so, and then once I heard grounding and barefooting in the about being in the magazine, I was like, that's what got my attention. So I wasn't even originally listening to who it was, you know, because I was just pumping my gas and heard an ad about, an expert or whatever, I'm out grounding. And so it is something that is making headway. It is something that a lot more people are talking about. And it's a key aspect of barefooting. Now, it isn't the only aspect of barefooting. And not everybody who barefoots, that's not the reason why they do it. You know, there's so many reasons. But it's definitely interesting to see how it's taking off. And I think in the next 10 years, like, society is going to change so much. You know, I feel like our ideas on barefooting and just grounding in general and so many different things is going to just drastically change. And I certainly want to believe for the better too, you know, I really do think that if people keep pushing, you know, there's a lot happening in the world right now, a lot of change. I mean, there's a push for regime changes all across the world. I mean, in the revolution, the women-led revolution happening in Iran, which is also, which isn't just affecting Iranian women and children and even the men, but it's also affecting the Kurds, and because they are not recognized as their own nation or their own people, and there is a genocide occurring. And I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade and bum anybody out, but that's the truth, and nobody really wants to talk about it. You know, there are push for regime changes in China. There are pushes for regime changes all over the world, and even in the U.S., a lot of people, we want real reform. You know, we want everybody to be respected. We want rights. And now, unfortunately, there's some people that are pushing for the opposite. And, you know, but we have to think, too, when there are so many people that are challenging laws in general, we have to be adamant about standing up for our rights. And so with barefoot is legal, standing up for your rights, being adamant about that. There's so many people trying to push and backtrack on so many things already. Who's to say barefooting will not be one of those? You know, if we don't, you know, stand, you know, and stand up for ourselves and speak out for our rights and our beliefs and our body autonomy, because barefooting is a very important aspect of body autonomy. You know, that's what barefoot rights are about, is body autonomy. You know, when we are like, hey, I have the right to barefoot wherever I want, that is my choice, which on how I use my body, and it is body autonomy, you know? So it's way more important to advocate for your barefoot rights than a lot of people even realize. Especially people who aren't barefooters, you know, they don't understand that there's still discrimination that happens, and there's still derogatory attitudes, and there's still just so much negative bullcrap. You know, they don't understand because they don't experience it. And so again, going back to that, people having to re-educate and relearn, we also need to share that information. We need to introduce people with information that challenges their current ideology. Because that's what's going to get them to change. That's what's going to get them to rethink. Because even if they are triggered by that information of realizing what they thought was true isn't true, even if they're triggered by it, you know, whether, you know, it causes an actual emotional reaction other than anger, you know, on a deeper level, or it just triggers anger, regardless of whatever that reaction is, they can then, with those emotions, then they're probably going to be incentive to look it up, to look into it. And when they're fired up enough in whatever emotions that is that they're feeling to look it up themselves, they'll realize, oh, wow, everything I thought is wrong. Barefooting is legal. Oh, my gosh. Who would have thought, you know? And while the rest of us here are like, yeah, it's been legal. We knew. Like, come on. And the thing is, I know there are people that have known that barefooting is legal way longer than I have. I'm only 21, you know? I'm a 21-year-old mess. There are people that have been barefooting, you know, for decades longer than me, and they, you know, have known much longer that it's not illegal, you know? And so, just one more time, guys. Barefoot is legal. There are no laws or health codes against barefooting in the United States in public places. And I will actually read what Ohio's state card, which you can find on barefootislegal.org, says on that. And you can actually print this out and carry it with you to show to people if they want to be discriminatory, or even if they just want to ask questions and you're not sure if they're trying to be a jerk or if they're just curious, or, you know, just genuinely don't know, or, you know. And so take it out and be like, boom, this is Ohio policy. Anyway, so I will read. Ohio law protects a person's right to barefoot. Oh, hold on. I have the website open, but I don't, I was going to read it off of a document I had, but it looks like I may have accidentally like, you know, when you like go to turn your computer on, so you might click, or your laptop on, so you might click the mouse pad or like the keyboard numbers. I think I may have actually clicked something to cause a typo. So let me actually bring it up. Where's Ohio? Oh, and the reason I'm using Ohio is because me and Audrey, you know, we host the show from Ohio. Anyway, yes, here is the card. Okay. Ohio law protects a person's right to go barefoot due to a religious, cultural, medical, or disability reasons. State and federal laws and the Ohio Civil Rights Commission protect your right to go barefoot in public spaces, restaurants, grocery stores, theaters, government buildings, gyms, museums, libraries, amusement parks, trains, or buses. No one, including business owners or employees, can tell a barefoot patron to leave or to put shoes on. In parentheses, Ohio Revised Code Chapter 4112, in parentheses. Risks to barefoot patron or annoyance to staff and customers are not in all caps, reasons to discriminate. And then at the bottom, it says, if you are barefoot and someone explains to you, politely explain that the law protects the right to be barefoot, to learn more about this law or to file a discrimination complaint, contact the Ohio Civil Rights Commission. And it gives a link to that website which here it says is crc.ohio.gov. It is a protected secure browser, as it is a government site. But let me see, because I know when I put in the site before, it actually gave me a different... Okay, so when you type that in, it does immediately take you to the right page, but the right page has a different name, or it gives a different link. So you can go to civ.ohio.gov, and it's actually in the same page, because it just takes me up to the Ohio Civil Rights Commission page, and just says, welcome to the OCRC, and then goes into how it's the Ohio Civil Rights Commission. There's an official banner. So the site has a different the URL than the one given, but it's actually the same site. So I'm assuming as a government site, the URLs are interchangeable, and the there are no laws or health codes against barefooting, folks. You know, so if you have a problem with it, honestly, I hate to say it, but just get over it. And I don't know, you wear shoes. Don't force on other people. You know what I mean? Like, if you hate barefooting for some whatever reason, and you're listening to this because maybe you just, you know, came across it and heard it on the radio, that's fine. If you, for some reason, hate barefooting, keep wearing your shoes. We're not here to stop you from living your life, but, you know, we are here to educate, and I'm also here to tell you, if you are one of those shoe fanatics, which I'm not judging, I'm not, or, you just hate barefooting or whatever, whether you're obsessed with shoes or the owners are, you know, because it's them themselves, or you're only obsessed with them because you hate barefooting or whatever, and maybe not even obsessed with them, you know what I mean? You're just wear them a lot, you know? That's okay. You do you. I don't care. You do you. Like, honestly, not my place. But do not tell other people what to do with their feet or, like, what to put on their feet. Now, obviously, if people are, like, you know, kicking people or putting their feet on other people without their permission or whatever, you know, consent, like, okay, obviously, you know, that's a problem, like, and, you know, but at the same time, that is not most people who are barefooting. Most people who are barefooting are just minding their own business. So if you have a problem with people barefooting, just mind your own business, you know? Let's just all mind our own business, you know what I mean? And not judge each other. I mean, yes, I mean, okay, we constantly, you know, judge of character and things like that. But let's not condemn each other, okay? Let's not condemn. okay? Let's just be kind. And like Audrey says, who, you know, couldn't be here today because she's sick, be nice. Help when you can, and don't be a jerk. You know, I think that's what she said. I think that's what she says. My brain is so stupid right now. I know she says that all the time, so I hope I said it right. Or no, help when you can, be kind, don't be a jerk. That's what it is. You know what I mean? So just be nice. Be civil. Get along. Be kind. Just mind your own business. Let people be. You know? It sounds very simple and self-explanatory to me. Like, it really does. You know? But at the same time, you can also talk and promote and barefooting rights without bothering or harassing people, you know? Now, you can, you know, posting on social media, sharing Barefoot is Legal's content, since, you know, we are the leading organization for barefooting rights, especially nonprofit organizations. You can, you know, post and you can share information about barefoot rights and things like that without bothering people. You know what I mean? Minding your own business is really just not telling other people and projecting your stuff on other people and letting people make their own choices. You can still share information on something, promote something, recommend something, share your experiences to why you do something without forcing it, projecting it onto other people, you know, and still be, you know, respecting their choices. So it just be mindful of the way you're communicating with people, the way you're sharing information, the way other people may be perceiving that, you know, too, you know. But at the same time, if you're just offended by people talking about being barefoot, by sharing information on it, you need to check yourself. You really do. And in general, just, there shouldn't be all this unnecessary hate going back and forth at each other ever, honestly. So I just encourage people to take the high road, to just be mature, and to just be open-minded and empathetic with others too. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people think the world revolves around them, and it doesn't. You know, we're all different, and that's okay. And so if you're a barefooter, keep living your best barefoot lifestyle. If you're a shoe wearer, keep at it. Keep living your best shoe lifestyle, I guess, because whatever your best lifestyle is to you, honestly, that's for you to decide. You know, like, I definitely recommend barefooting, but there are times where even I need to wear shoes as a tool, and there are certain times that I would even recommend them. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, if you're on a construction site, I'm going to recommend special construction steel-toed boots, like, you know, but that's not even just regular shoes. But there might be situations like, if it's, I'm going to be honest, if it's like 115 degrees out and you're walking on black asphalt, I am probably going to tell you to put shoes on, you know, because, maybe some people are capable of handling that. But I only recommend it because most people I know couldn't, and I couldn't, you know. I know I can handle to about, I think 105 was my cutoff this summer, where I could not handle walking on black asphalt. But there are some people that might be able to withstand that. And, sorry. And that have built up more of a tolerance. So it's like, I can recommend something, but, you know, I don't have full authority over everybody or your life. You know, I only have authority over myself. And so, you know, it's important to remember too that there are two things that can kind of happen when people take things personally when sharing information. One, you may just be assuming that other people are trying to force it on you because you're not happy with information. Because a lot of the time people will be like, oh, they're forcing this on me. No, you just don't like the information they have to share. And so instead of respecting it as their opinion or their recommendation or what they have to share, you're trying to say that, oh, they're forcing it on you.
Now, there obviously are people that do force ideologies onto people, but like with barefooting, most of the time barefooters are not trying to force those onto people. We're not even trying to really force on people. We're trying to educate people. And if you're offended by it, then maybe, you know, then it could just be the issue that, oh, okay, you just have a problem with barefooting, and so you're, you know, projecting your own problems with it onto me and creating an issue and saying I'm forcing on you when I'm just recommending it. People may genuinely be hurt by the way people are sharing information. Because, I mean, we've seen throughout history so much where people say, oh, we're spreading information, and they really are just forcing it onto people in oppressive ways and creating a cycle of oppression. So it's really important to differentiate. Take a moment to ground yourself, and that could be through barefooting, or maybe not, if that's not for you. Take a moment to kind of just ground yourself mentally and really see the information for what it is. Because if you're getting triggered by something simply because you don't like it, that shows that you have a complex you need to work around. The world does not revolve around you. And I know that it's so easy to even feel that way as people. We have our own problems that are so big and so suffocating that it's so easy for all of us to get so caught up in what we're going through that we're not fully receptive to other people. We don't fully hear what they're saying. And I know I've been guilty of this, but I've definitely been on the other end of this too. And so, you know, there are people and times when people can just take things, you know, too personally because of their own issues, their own with something. And so, you know, and other barefooters may be affected by this, you know, like people getting so caught up in you sharing the information that they're not even, and the fact that they're upset by the information, because some people are still upsetted by barefootedness. And so some people can just be upsetted by the information simply because they don't like it, or because it challenges their way of thinking, or it challenges what they know, or because it's not familiar, and make that into something that it's not, you know. And so you have to remember too that some people are just going to be hateful and ignorant. And studies have shown that there are biases in which people often perceive this other group as taking up more space than they actually are, because it goes against their preconceived ideas of the norms, and it goes through the bigger hierarchy, the bigger structure of hierarchy, and that goes into play to kind of establish what's the word I'm looking for? There's a word. Dang, my brain today, folks. But anyway, I heard, like, you know, the hierarchy structure that goes into establishing these ideas. And when I mean other group, I mean, there's so many studies that have defined what the other group is, but as a general reference, people do tend, I think it's important to just understand that people do tend to perceive the other, whatever minority or, you know, non-conforming main group or subculture that may be, as taking up more space than they actually are. Like, men often perceive, and this is not me trying to create an issue between men and women, but it's been proven that, you know, men, especially those that are sexist, do perceive women as taking up more space than they actually are taking up. And that's because these men in particular, unfortunately this study did show that a lot of men do actually have this perspective or skewed perspective. And I think that goes back to the higher, you know, structure in society, not even necessarily individuals. But especially those that, you know, have, you know, these more sexist ideologies, perceive women as taking more space than they actually are. And so we can even think about this and relate it to even barefooting now. People who are so against barefooting, I feel like often act as if barefooting is taking up more space than it really is. And I think that this can apply to really anything. And so people can sometimes get offended by that. And it's just like, mind your own business. You know, I've met a lot of people in my life that don't care, you know. So sometimes I don't even remember how much people care until I'm, you know, consuming media or I go out into public and I deal with a bad experience. Like, because I have noticed that a lot of people don't care. You know, I definitely think things are changing. Things are changing towards grounding and natural, you know, and some of those authentic, some of those are just marketing schemes, let's be honest. But I definitely think that we are moving towards a much more natural, grounded lifestyle. And I think that we'll even see more of a barefooted lifestyle. And that's not to say that everyone's going to take their shoes off. That's going to say that those that are naturally barefooters or barefooting is the best thing for them, so they're natural. Maybe not even necessarily the best thing, but one of the one, you know, important, credible aspect of it. We're going to be seeing a lot more people doing that proudly, you know, proudly. And, you know, just not feeling any shame. I feel like we've been conditioned around trauma and shame so much with so many things, including barefooting. And I think we're really going to see a change and a push with that, you know. And so many people, I feel like, want to bring things up and talk about how, like, oh, society's gone amoral. No, a lot of people are moving towards living without shame because we're more educated now. I mean, and unfortunately, there's still a lot of work to be done. But we're realizing a lot of things that we thought were wrong or dirty, like even barefooting, you know, are actually very valid, you know. And unfortunately, some people are always going to be resistant to change. And the truth is, I even consider myself at times someone resistant to change. And that's definitely because of being neurodivergent. Like, I get fixated on things. Or being neurodivergent can be harder to kind of reframe my mind at times. But at the same time, being neurodivergent, I definitely think outside the box. I think of other possibilities. And so I tend to be very open-minded. But I do understand that it's very confusing and can be upsetting at times to have your whole world just impacted by new information, by realizing that something you thought was true wasn't true. And for some people, that is knowing that barefooting is legal and that it's not actually illegal. And so, I mean, it is important for us to share our message and to get it out there and to get more information to other people so that way other people can realize that, oh, my God, they're valid. Barefooting is an option because there's some people out there that don't know that it is. And it is something that helps them. They have a lot of shame attached to it. And so it is important to kind of just keep pushing and being yourself. And I really do think we're seeing a lot of growth as a society to work around shame. But there's also, I feel like, a lot of work being done to kind of dismantle that at the same time from some people. And so we just need to counteract that and be really adamant about standing up for our rights, just connecting with our bodies and sharing those experiences as long as they are family friendly, okay? We do not want any sexual content or innuendo here, okay? This is a family-friendly organization. Barefooting is for everyone, you know? And if you do take part in the more fetishistic side of it, okay, I'm not here to shame you. Again, I'm here to work away from shame, to get rid of shame. So I'm not here to shame you. But this is not the group for you. Go find your group. Go find those environments for you, those places, those platforms, or those places on platforms even, you know? But this is not the group, and this is not me shaming, but this is saying out of respect for the group, what we stand for, and for everyone in it, and keep that stuff to yourself, you know? And even if you are interested in someone, you can ask somebody in an appropriate way without assuming or just sending them inappropriate things without their consent or permission, okay? Because unfortunately, this is something that goes on, you know, within the community. And if you are somebody that has been affected by this, especially within the Facebook group, if there is somebody that has messaged you unsolicited, inappropriate things, or somebody that has left really inappropriate, unsolicited comments on your posts within the Barefooted Legal Facebook group, you can notify the admin team and they will take care of it. They will make sure that person is removed from the group, locked. We're not having that. And so that way not, because obviously, you know, if you're dealing with this, you can block them. But the admin team also does not want, and nobody in the organization that is really truly for what the organization stands for, wants someone who is, hateful. But honestly, if you think about it, I'm like, that's not good vibes. It's kind of like, honestly, it becomes, but anyway, sorry, I was thinking of like, well, hateful energy too. And, you know, and bad vibes. Sorry, I'm like rambling because, you know, can be a part of it too, but nobody wants to be disrespected or catcalled, whether it's for their feet or anything else, or even just general disrespect or things, you know, let us know. We don't want people that are being haters and bringing down the community. You know, we're meant to uplift and support each other, to encourage each other, not to bring each other down or to make each other uncomfortable or to harass anybody. So just keep it appropriate, folks. And if you're dealing with a situation, let the admin team know and they will address it. And just know that you're valid, whether that's in terms of your experiences and knowing that, you know, if something happens to you that is not okay, like that is valid. Like nobody, we're not here to gaslight you on that experience or anything. But also knowing that you are valid in however barefooting looks and fits into your lifestyle. And so that can be very different for different people. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I'd add. I mean, I haven't really been to anywhere new, you know, just kind of going to the same old places. So that I am a lot more resistant to cold than I realize. Just because I'm not a like full-time winter barefooter like Audrey, I can often, because I do have more sensitivities to the cold, due to my health issues. So I can often think that because of that, like I'm not as resistant to cold as I really am, but I have been realizing from being around about being around shoe wearers instead of fellow barefooters, that compared to people that wear shoes, like I am a lot more resistant to the cold and my feet are a lot more resistant to the cold. And I know that isn't always true, and I know sometimes that can fluctuate, so it is possible to train your body, and what's safe can change. So it's important to keep that in mind. But I know the show is going to come up to a close here soon. I would like to run. Sorry, guys. I'm out of breath. I'm not even going to lie. But we do have about 5.5 minutes left. So we are going to be wrapping up here soon. I am going to play just a quick ad real quick so I can just take a second to catch my breath, especially since I haven't played any other ads throughout, just because the ads have been really laggy. So they don't always play right after each other. So that's why I didn't take some ad breaks, especially since I had already had two so close together in the beginning and the lagging. I'm not really sure why it's lagging though. It's annoying. I know my laptop is old, but still, but I'm going to play a quick ad so I can catch my breath for a second. And then, I will wrap up the show.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, folks. We are back from a brief ad break with Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as encouraging and supporting and sharing experiences among barefooters. It's been just me, Phoenix, today, folks. I honestly don't even think I ever introduced myself. It's Phoenix. If you've been watching, you recognize me. I know I started the show out kind of messily. It's been a rough day. I'm going to be honest. I started the show out in the middle of a panic attack. So that's why it went so rough. I'll be honest, my anxiety has been really bad today. My chronic pain has been really bad, so that makes it worse. So thank you for listening, and I really hope it wasn't that hard to get through. I know it was a rough beginning, and then the ads lagging, but I'm thank you for all that listened and that just, you know, stuck out with me, despite freaking out and not explaining that I'm having a panic attack, and that's why I'm going weird, because I don't like telling people that when it's happening. But yeah, this is Barefoot is Legal. You can find us at barefootislegal.org. You can find us at Real Barefoot is Legal on Instagram. Audrey is admin for that. You can find us at Barefoot is Legal on Facebook. There is a business page, and if you watch, comment, and videos, especially reels, that can help get us free funding from Facebook, depending on how many we get, which would really help us as a nonprofit organization to be able to spread our word. And you can also find us at the Facebook group, Barefoot is Legal on Facebook. And you also can find us on TikTok at Barefoot is Legal 2, as in the number 2. And you can pretty much run a quick Google search for Barefoot is Legal and find us. So thank you for listening. I hope you all have a great one. Keep living your best barefoot lifestyle. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next week. Audrey should be back here with me. So take care, and love you all. But yeah, keep just living your best barefoot lifestyle. So bye-bye.